In later years, Heisenberg repeatedly chose to highlight the moment he remembered his talk with Einstein in Berlin as the crucial juncture on his journey to the uncertainty principle. Yet, as he traveled the road to discovery that ended in the depths of a winter's night in Copenhagen, others had walked parts of the route with him. His most influential and valued companion was not Bohr, but Wolfgang Pauli. As Schrödinger, Bohr, and Heisenberg were locked in debate in Copenhagen in October 1926, Pauli was in Hamburg, quietly analyzing the collision of two electrons. He discovered, aided by Born's probabilistic interpretation, what he described in a letter to Heisenberg as a dark point. Pauli had found that when electrons collide, their respective momenta must be taken as controlled and their positions uncontrolled. A probable change in momentum was accompanied by a simultaneous but indeterminable change in position. He had found that one could not ask simultaneously about momentum, Q, and position, P. One can see the world with the P, I, and one can view it with the Q, I, Pauli stressed. But if one opens both eyes together, then one goes astray. Pauli took it no further, but his dark point lurked in the back of Heisenberg's mind as he and Bohr grappled with the problem of interpretation and wave-particle duality in the months before the discovery of the uncertainty principle. On 23rd February 1927, Heisenberg wrote a 14-page letter to Pauli summarizing his work on the uncertainty principle. He relied on the critical judgment of the Viennese wrath of God more than most. "Day is dawning in quantum theory," replied Pauli. Any lingering doubts vanished, and by 9th March, Heisenberg had turned the contents of his letter into a paper for publication. It was only then that he wrote to Bohr in Norway. "I believe that I have succeeded in treating the case where both the momentum, P, and the position, Q, are given to a certain accuracy. I have written a draft of a paper about these problems, which yesterday I sent Pauli." Heisenberg chose not to send Bohr either a copy of the paper or the details of what he had done. It was a sign of how strained their relationship had become. "I wanted to get Pauli's reactions before Bohr was back, because I felt again that when Bohr comes back, he will be angry about my interpretation," he explained later. "So I first wanted to have some support and see whether somebody else liked it." 5 days after Heisenberg posted his letter, Bohr was back in Copenhagen. Refreshed after his month-long vacation, Bohr dealt with pressing institute business before carefully reading the uncertainty paper. When they met to discuss it, he told a stunned Heisenberg that it was not quite right. Bohr not only disagreed with Heisenberg's interpretation, but he had also spotted an error in the analysis of the gamma-ray microscope thought experiment. The workings of the microscope had nearly proved to be Heisenberg's undoing as a student in Munich. Only the intervention of Sommerfeld had secured his doctorate. Afterwards, a contrite Heisenberg had read up on microscopes, but he was about to discover that he still had some more to learn.